What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Accepting walk-ins, or you can go online to schedule your next appointment at orthosensi.com. That's orthosensi.com. Happy Monday to you, March 6th. I am your host, Double T, Travis Thayer. Always look forward to our time together each and every Monday evening. 30 minutes of nonstop sports conversation revolving around high school at the area, and plenty to get to on the show this evening. There is certainly going to be a lot of basketball talk. It is that time of the year, but we will start with boys and girls wrestling in the state of Ohio before we jump in to some postseason honors for some of our area boys and girls basketball players. We also have basketball sectionals going on, they are still going on a little bit throughout the state, many of them wrapping up over the weekend, but some sectional championship games this evening, and then looking forward to the regional this coming weekend. So that's what you're going to find on the show this evening. So let's jump right into it and not waste any more time. And we are going to start in wrestling, as I mentioned, and talk specifically about Harrison High School and their boys and girls wrestlers that have qualified for the state championship. The girls team over the weekend capturing the Southwest Ohio Regional Championship on their home mat as they hosted that event. Great crowd on hand. The boys team finished third at the D1 Southwest Ohio District Tournament as well. And the top four placers in each weight class will compete at the OHSAA State Tournament at The Ohio State University this weekend. They will compete at the SHOT, as they call it. That's where the men's and women's basketball teams play. The Ohio State hockey team as well play some games there. So big arena. They'll be under the bright lights. It's going to be a really cool experience for each of these boys and girls from Harrison as they compete for a state championship. Going to be more girls there from Harrison than boys, as Chloe Deerwester, Reagan Briggs, and Jessica Edwards were all champions in their weight classes. Mia Hotchkiss, who was a runner-up, will go to the state tournament. Lily Kinzel, Leah Willen, they were third-place finishers in their weight class qualifying for state. And Olivia Olive will also be there by finishing fourth. On the boys' side of things, Wyatt Brock, champion at his weight class. Cole Wansnyder was a runner-up, and Brody Palm finishing third. So those three are off to state. And they do have some state alternates. If you finish fifth place, you are basically on standby. If somebody can't go, unfortunate injury happens, then you're in. So these people, I would assume, are going to be traveling there this weekend to the SHOT at The Ohio State University. Evan Metzger, Maddox Carter, Caden Baird, Aaliyah Lee, and Molly Hudler will be there with their teammates. So again, a big congratulations to all of the Harrison wrestlers qualifying for the state tournament, again happening this weekend at The Ohio State University. We got more details for you over at EagleCountryOnline.com. All right, where do we go from here? We're certainly going to start talking about high school basketball, but there's many of topics that we can get into. And I think I want to start with girls all-state honors. And I love it when announcements like this happen the day after Crunch Time. We kind of scheduled Crunch Time on a Monday to catch all the stuff that happened over the weekend. That kind of makes sense. So it just falls that way sometimes. But, you know, you get off the air on Monday following a Crunch Time, and then Tuesday morning you see the news about girls all-state basketball honors. You're like, oh, well, that would have been great for the show yesterday, but we'll get to it on this show. We're going to start with East Central senior Josie Trable. It probably seems like we've talked about her a ton over the past 4 years, because she is a fantastic high school basketball player and has accolades a mile long at this point. A fantastic career, and once again landing on the Supreme 15 team, this time the senior All-State Supreme 15 team. That is the top honor awarded, and players were voted to that group without regard to school size. So one of the top 15 senior players in the state. You could probably just put her in the top 15 players in the state, regardless of what grade these players are in. But obviously been a fantastic career. It was really a big week for her last week. She also learned that she was selected to the Hoosier Basketball Magazine Senior Top 60 workout. She's going to be unable to participate due to that lingering issue with the injury. sustained in their first-round sectional matchup against Columbus East a little ways back. But Josie Trable, as a senior, averaged a double-double, 20.3 points, 10 rebounds on the nose, 3 assists, and 2.6 steals per game. So certainly worthy of the recognition as an All-State player and a Supreme 15 player. And, of course, a Wofford College commit. So Josie Trable going to be off to play D1 college. Hopefully her recovery goes well and she gets back out on the court in a quick but safe manner as well. We wish her all the best moving forward towards her college career. Her teammate and fellow senior Lainey Baker was one of four area seniors that was named All-State Honorable Mention. Baker going to play college basketball as well. A Thomas Moore commit. They're moving up to the D2 level across the board over across the creek in Northern Kentucky. And it was a great senior season for Lainey. Almost 14 points per game, close to 4 rebounds a contest, 3 assists, and 2.5 steals this season. So much like Josie Trable, Lainey Baker, a do-it-all player for Coach Kevin Moore and the Lady Trojans. Not only as a senior, but a lot of varsity experience going back to even her sophomore year, playing some really big minutes, helping this team. They won 3 consecutive sectional championships. They've now won 3 consecutive EIAC championships. So Baker and Trable, big part of all that recent success with the Lady Trojans program. And again, we wish her nothing but the best moving forward to her college career. And she's going to be a little closer to home. So for those basketball fans out there, maybe want to see Lainey play again, a short drive across the Ohio River into Northern Kentucky. And you can watch her play for the Thomas Moore Saints, which have a fantastic program, one of the best at that level. So that is a great place to continue playing college basketball. Also on the honorable mention list, Lawrenceburg's Lizzie Reeder, Rushville's Bradley Munchell, and Franklin County's Cassidy Shell. Now, all three of these young ladies among the top 6 scorers in the EIAC. Reeder, just like Trayboy, double-double this season, 14.6 points per game, and was the top rebounder in the conference, edging Trable just barely at 10.3 rebounds per game. If you got a chance to watch the Lady Tigers play this season, Lizzie Reeder was a big part of their success. They fell a little short in the sectional championship game against Rushville, playing on the Lady Lions' home court. That is a great home court advantage that they have there, and a great team as well. But Lizzie Reeder, a fantastic career. She's yet another one of those young ladies that played a lot of varsity minutes. I think even going back to her freshman season, she got some playing time, some key varsity minutes. So this is a young lady that's had a fantastic career at Lawrenceburg. And if she so chooses to play at the collegiate level, I'm sure there are plenty of schools that would love to have her. Got a chance to see Bradley Munchell up close and personal at the sectional this year, and she was as good as advertised in that sectional championship game against Lawrenceburg. She never really forced the issue. This is another young lady that's been playing a lot of varsity basketball. She was certainly comfortable out there, not going to be shaken by the environment or the pressure of a sectional championship game, and she let the game come to her. She wasn't forcing anything in the first half and then just exploded in the second half, was making deep threes, all the right plays. She was a big reason why Rushville won the sectional championship and has done so each of the past 3 seasons, I believe. And then for Franklin County, Cassidy Shell, big-time scorer, 14.3 points per game this season. Fantastic career herself. Looking at some of the underclassmen in the area that were honored, Greensburg's Leah West was named to the underclass large school All-State team, so a little bit better honor, more distinguished honor than being all honorable mention, which is still great, but the sophomore forward averaging 19.3 points per game, 8 rebounds. She's already off to a fantastic start in her career, going to be a force in the EIAC for 2 more seasons. Franklin County's Nicole Mears and Jacksonville's Julia Meyer were named underclass honorable mention. Mears averaged a double-double this year, 12.1 points per game and 10.1 rebounds for Franklin County, so look for her to build off of that and have maybe even a better senior season. And then Julia Meyer, the lone ORVC honoree on this list, Top scorer for Jacksonville at 13 points per game and 6.6 rebounds, as she will look to build upon that and up those numbers as a senior as well. So eight young ladies from the area being recognized by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. If you put those eight girls on a team and put them up against anybody in the state of Indiana, I would like their chances of eight really great basketball players, and well-deserved honor for each and every one of them. Moving right along, let's talk ORVC basketball, the all-conference team being named last week, and it is highlighted by seven players from Southwestern and Jacksonville, the co-champions of the ORVC. For the Eagles, who are moving on in the state tournament, sectional champs over the weekend, we'll have more on that in just a little bit. Their top three scorers of Devin Grieshop, Matt Dickman, and Seth Drockelman making all-conference. Rising Sun, also three all-conference selections. They hope to keep their season alive this evening, taking on New Washington in the sectional 62 championship. But Dylan Martin, Peyton Merica, Brady Works, all making the all-conference team, as they were among the top scorers in the conference. And looking at this Rising Sun team, again, this is three players that have played a lot of varsity basketball from a young age, and it's maybe all starting to come together now that they are a more seasoned group. And they got a chance to do something that a Rising Sun team has not done in a long, long time this evening, and that's win a sectional championship. Just like Jacksonville, we'll talk more about that Rising Sun title hopes a little bit later on in the show, and I promise we will not run out of time on that. When we get to talking about the state tournament, we will start with that 1A championship game that will happen this evening. Got to get through a couple more things before that. Milan, Micah Norman, Ben Reilly, part of the all-conference team. Norman, 11 points per game. Reilly right there at 10 points per game. They came up a little short against North Decatur in the sectional 45 championship game on Saturday night. But a pretty good season for this Milan team. A young Milan team under a first-year head coach in Matt Pickerell. Looks like they are on a path to becoming an even better team next year, and one that could be a legitimate threat in that sectional 45. I think South Ripley is going to be in that conversation again with their all-conference players, Cole Henry and Blaine Ward. And then North Decatur, they just seem to be good every single year. That is a great, great program that is obviously moving on to the regional, but that sectional in particular is going to be a good one for many years to come. I wanted to recognize Switzerland County's lone all-conference selection as well, Jacob Williams, 15.4 points per game, and third in the conference in assists, with 82. And what an admirable job he did this year, stepping into a leading role. He was already going to be one of their top players, but Cam Craig was the one that gets a lot of the publicity after the freshman season he had, and there was a lot of high hopes about how Cam would perform as a sophomore, but kind of had his sophomore season robbed due to injuries, a lingering injury with his foot. So Jacob Williams steps into that lead man role, and every team that they played was going to try to take him out of the game, and he still had a fantastic season. It's just a shame that he and Cam Craig couldn't be that dynamic duo that Coach Reitzman kind of drew up leading into the season, but a fantastic year for Jacob Williams. And go back to Peyton America. Got to say congratulations to him again, because he won the Mental Attitude Award in the ORVC. That is certainly a great honor, and just shows what kind of young man he is. He's got a bright future ahead of him. Lilly Endowment Scholarship winner. If you don't remember us talking about that, you should go over to EagleCountryOnline.com and look that up. He's got some big plans in his future. And I tell you what, beyond basketball, we're going to see him playing baseball this spring. And he is a very, very good player for Rising Sun. Can really throw the ball as well. So, again, just a well-rounded young man, and a very deserving honoree of the Mental Attitude Award. All right, just one more thing to get to, and then we'll take a short break and come back and talk about the Indiana High School Boys Basketball State Tournament. This is going to be closely related as we continue with our basketball theme on the show this evening. But four EIAC basketball stars going to be teaming up at the annual All-Star Classic. That is set for Sunday, April 16th at North Davies High School. 24 players will compete, 12 on the east side, 12 on the west, and these are some of the best players in the southern portion of the state, excuse me, as voted on by member coaches of the Hoosier Basketball Coaches Association. But on that East team, Lawrenceburg guard Logan Rohrer, Greensburg guard Kai Dyer, Connersville guard Josh Williams, and Batesville forward Cole Pride. A lot of firepower on that East team, particularly from these four guys in the EIAC. All four among the top 10 leading scorers in the conference. Rohrer at 12 points per game, Dyer at 18, Williams at 15, and Cole Pride at 16. And again, got a chance to see all these young men up close and personal over the weekend at the sectional. Each one of them brings a different dynamic to this East side. But having the chance to see all four of these guys play together with a couple of other really good players from the South, a couple of young men from Jennings County, Owen Law and Keegan Manowitz. This is an East team that can really play some ball. I'm sure the West is stacked as well. You don't make an all-star team without being very, very good. But if you can get down to North Davies High School on Sunday, April 16th, this should be a really, really fun game to watch and another opportunity to see Rohrer, Williams, Dyer, Pride play a high school basketball game before they maybe move on and play at the collegiate level, perhaps. So there you have it. Wanted to be quick on that story. We do have some more info for you over at EagleCountryOnline.com. We'll want to save the back half of the show about another 15 minutes or so to talk about the boys basketball state tournament, which is ongoing here in the state of Indiana. You are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Tremba, located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home. OrthoSensi.com. That is OrthoCincy.com. All right, let's shift our focus to the Indiana basketball, boys basketball state tournament, I should say. And normally I would go from class 4A down to class 1A. That's just how I started doing things many years ago, and I've continued with that. But in this case, I'm going to flip that and talk 1A basketball first, because it was either last week or the week before I ran out of time while talking about Rising Sun and their particular sectional, and I want to make sure that there's enough time to talk about the Shiners and their opportunity to win a sectional championship tonight. Before we get into that, it was a little unusual to see basketball games be postponed on Friday due to inclement weather that wasn't snow. This time of the year, we would more than likely be talking about, oh, well, it snowed somewhere, we're going to push these games back. But no, this was actually just heavy rain, thunderstorms, potential for tornadoes, and some high winds, all that factoring in to some situations to postpone some sectional games. There were situations where some teams couldn't get to their particular sectional site because of flooding. It was just a crazy situation, and that's why we have unusual sectional championship games being played at some sites throughout the state here this evening, and Rising Sun is one of those teams. Their game not being played on Friday, so they pushed back the sectional semifinals to Saturday, and Rising Sun took care of business against Crothersville, as they were expected to do, 80-61 the final. They dispatched of Medora 69-42 in their first round game last Tuesday, and they are now going to meet the host New Washington in the sectional 62 championship game. New Washington and Rising Sun, identical records at 12-13 this season. They have not met this season, did play last year, but you can kind of throw that one out at this point. For this Rising Sun team, one of the things I've really noticed about them lately, they've been scoring a lot of points, and again, a very talented team. We talked about Brady Works, Peyton American, Dylan Martin making the all-ORVC team. Those guys can easily get you double-digit points on a given night, and when they all score in double digits on the same night, that's when Rising Sun can be very, very difficult to beat. I think myself and my broadcast colleagues, when we're out calling high school basketball games, talk about it quite a bit. If you're a team that has three guys that can really score in double digits, that's going to make you very, very tough to beat on any given night. And then when you get those chip-in points from some of your role players, then it's pretty much game over for the other team. It doesn't always work like that, but it just seems more times than not, when you have multiple players scoring double digits, you're going to win the game, and that seems like very simple logic, right? So that's what Rising Sun's going to hope to accomplish tonight. They are going to be a slight underdog on the road, playing at New Washington, according to the John Harrell site. It's a 59-56 prediction in favor of New Washington. That might be that home court bump from the Harrell site, because Rising Sun's actually the higher rated team, just barely, in terms of the Sagarin, 45th overall in 1A with a 51.8 rating. New Washington 47th with a 51.3 rating. So based on those numbers, these are two teams that are seen as very, very close in what they've been able to accomplish this year in terms of who they've played and who they've beaten. That's kind of where these Sagarin ratings stem from. And I know I talk about the Sagarin ratings quite a bit. Many of you might not know what they are or why they're important or if they even matter. I kind of look at them fairly religiously, to use, for lack of a better term, I should say, because a lot of times when I'm looking at the Harrell site and I look at the Sagarin ratings and I look and see how a said game played out, usually the team with the higher rating, especially if there's a big discrepancy, they win the game, and they win the game by a lot. But Rising Sun and New Washington are right there with virtually the same rating. So this game is a toss-up tonight. 50-50, could go either way. I do get New Washington maybe getting a point or two because they are the home team. They should maybe be favored considering the teams are so closely rated together. But this one could go either way. And for Rising Sun, they're hoping it goes their way because they've not won a sectional championship since 1998. So it would certainly be a feather in their cap. This senior class has been pretty good, I would say. They're a very, very talented team, just maybe haven't put it together when it's mattered the most in past sectionals. So they got their opportunity tonight, and if they win, they'll go on and play Borden or Rock Creek Academy, and those are two teams that are higher ranked than Rising Sun and New Washington. Borden's 19th in 1A. Rock Creek is 22nd. Their rating is right around 62, so it is obviously better than Rising Sun's, but if Rising Sun gets to the regional round and takes on one of these teams at Lagodi, it's not a foregone conclusion that they're going to lose the game. They'll be an underdog for sure based on the rating, but a 10-11 point discrepancy, that is certainly in the range of an upset that can occur. I don't know that I would put a great likelihood on it, but it is March. Anything can happen in Indiana high school basketball this time of the year, and it's just about surviving and advancing, and Rising Sun certainly has the talent to do it, and I do think they get a pretty decent draw there in the regional if they're able to get through New Washington tonight. So we wish Coach Snodgrass and his players good luck, and hopefully we're talking about a Rising Sun win and potentially a regional win on next week's program. Looking at the rest of the 1A bracket, you do have quite a few ranked teams still left in the tournament. Lagodi, who Rising Sun fans might get to see up close and personal at the regional, is number Du Bois in that regional. The Martinsville regional will feature number one Bloomfield against number eight Indianapolis Lutheran. That will be one of the best matchups across the state this weekend. Jackson Dell, who was a winner in the 1A sectional 60 at Edinburgh over the weekend, will take on Bethesda Christian, who is not ranked at 21-4, but they are the fifth best team in terms of the Sagarin. So interesting there. Bethesda will be a pretty substantial favorite over Jackson Dell, who ranks 23rd in the Sagarin on the Harrell side. Frankfort, that's a Martinsville regional, by the way. The Frankfort regional, number two Fountain Central taking on Liberty Christian. You got number 11 Blue River against Southwood. And then the Triton regional, number six Bethany Christian taking on Coots. And you got Tri-County against number 10 Marquette Catholic. All right, so there's your 1A regional bracket plus the sectional championship game for Rising Sun. But Lagodi, Bloomfield, Indianapolis Lutheran, Bethesda Christian looking to be the top four teams in 1A that still remain. Let's talk 2A. Milan making it to the sectional championship over the weekend, falling to North Decatur at South Ripley. North Decatur, really, really good team, winning that one 61-37. Milan was never really close in this game. North Decatur, though, going to move on and play number one Linton Stockton at Southridge on Saturday. And the other game at Southridge will have a little bit of a local flair, perhaps, as number 9 Southwestern Hanover takes on number 5 Brownstown Central tonight. That game will air on our sister station, Wiki Country 95.3. If you're not familiar, Brownstown Central, their team features Jack Benter, who is a 3-star recruit that's going to play at Purdue University. The winner of that game is going to play Forest Park, which is the lowest-rated team in 2A, so it might be Cupcake City for either one of those teams that makes it through to the regional round. Other teams that look really good in 2A, Wapahani's 24-1, number 2 in the state, Fort Wayne Blackhawk, number 3 at 23-3, and you also have... those are the four teams. Linton Stockton, Brownstown Central, Blackhawk, and Wapahani. Heavy favorites among the remaining teams in 2A. At 3A, we saw Greensburg win the sectional championship over the weekend. Had the 10-point win over Lawrenceburg in the semifinals on Friday. What can I say about this Greensburg team other than guard play wins you games in March, and Kai Dyer and Jeter Edwards are two young men that just know how to close out basketball games. They make the right play. They're shot makers. They're just all around good players that don't make a lot of mistakes. And then when you throw Jack McKenzie in there, who can get you double digits any night, he gets hot from three, was a big part of why Greensburg won that game, and Barnes Pettit was a big part of that as well. He doesn't play guard, but he came up big with 10 or 11 points, made some really big baskets. Every time Lawrenceburg looked like they were chipping away and getting back into the game, Greensburg had an answer. That's what really good teams do to you this time of the year. They await the winner of Corydon Central and Scottsburg in a sectional championship tonight. Scottsburg is ranked number 11. But they are 3 in the Sagarin, so a little discrepancy between their state rank and their Sagarin. They're a very good team. They rank only behind Northwood among the remaining teams in 3A, so that'll be a very difficult game for the Greensburg Pirates on Saturday. Some of the other top teams beyond those two, Guerin Catholic is still alive. North Davies is still alive as well, so there's some really good teams still there in 3A, as you would imagine, this time of the year. And then not as much to talk about in 4A. East Central, the team we obviously follow at that classification this time of the year, they went out in the first round in an overtime loss to Shelbyville. Columbus North ends up winning that sectional on their home floor, as we kind of alluded to a couple weeks ago when the draw came out, that they were the strongest team there and also playing on their home floor. It was going to be an uphill battle for anybody else to win that particular sectional. They will play Bloomington North. Those teams are certainly familiar with one another. I would give Bloomington North the edge in that matchup. But Jennings County might be one that you have an eye on in these parts. They are the number 9 team in 4A and number 15 in the Sagarin. They will play New Albany for a sectional championship tonight. Should be favored in that game. And if they do win, they would go to the Seymour Regional to take on Evansville Wrights, who is another team that is ranked way below them in the Sagarin. So I actually like Jennings County's chances to not only win the sectional tonight, but turn around and win their regional game on Saturday and move on to the semi-state. Other teams left in 4A, Penn, the number 2 team, but number 1 in the Sagarin. Ben Davis is number 1 overall, but number 2 in the Sagarin, and they are undefeated this season. And Cathedral, number 3. All 3 of those teams, have a Sagarin rating of 100 or better. Brownsburg is 95.9 in the Sagarin, so those are your top 4 teams in 4A. And who knows, Penn and Ben Davis could play each other next week. The semi-state is different this year, the format being changed in the IHSAA boys basketball and girls basketball state tournaments. We already saw it in the girls tournament, where once you get through the regional, the semi-state is a blind draw, so they'll have another pairing show, and those will come out this weekend following the regional champions. And it'll basically be a three-game semi-state. You'll have the two semifinal games and then a semi-state championship, and that'll determine who goes and plays at Gainbridge Fieldhouse for a state championship. And we certainly got some local teams still alive. Good luck to Rising Sun, Jackson Dell. I'll throw North Decatur, Greensburg, and Jennings County in the mix there. Southwestern Hanover, these are all teams that are kind of from this region that still have a chance to continue playing basketball and, you know, cut down some nets, win some trophies. That's what it's all about this time of the year. So it's certainly been fun covering high school hoops. I won't say that we are done. We don't have a game this evening, but should some of our area teams advance, we'll go back to the drawing board and see if we can make something happen. It's tough to call a game on a Monday night when you have a program like this, but we love crunch time. We love our support from OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and you, the listener. We will be back with another edition next week, and we'll talk about how things shook out this week in high school hoops, and I'm sure there's going to be some other stuff that comes up along the way. So thank you so much for tuning in to Crunch Time each and every Monday. Thanks to OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and we'll do it again next Monday, 6 to 6:30, right here on Eagle Country 99.3 and at EagleCountryOnline.com.